Traditionally, the new TV season begins the day after the Emmy Awards telecast, but this year there's a one-week gap between last night's awards and the official start of the 1995-96 TV season. Even so, TV critic David Bianculli has a lot to say, not only about the new series being sneak previewed in the next few days, but about last night's Emmys.
Oh, how they try and soften it, of course. No more, and the winner is. Now it's just, the Emmy goes to. But we all know who the Emmy goes to. The winner. The Emmy goes to the winner. There, I said it. When they break the screen into those little boxes and you see all the nominees and they announce the winner, all the others go away. I say, let's leave those faces up there. Let's see them during the acceptance speech. Let's see them in the car on the way home. After 47 years of hearing who got thanked, it's about time we heard who got blamed. I'd like to blame the Academy. I'd like to blame my agent, my manager, the people I work with, my family. They're all against me.
Jerry Seinfeld was right last night when he gave that little speech. At the Emmys, like at any award show, there are winners and there are losers. One thing I couldn't understand about last night, though, was how the losers won in the end. In the comedy category, that didn't happen. In comedy, Candace Bergen of Murphy Brown won for Best Actress, and Christine Baranski of Sybil won Best Supporting Actress, and all the other key awards went to Frasier. Kelsey Grammer got Best Actor, David Hyde Pierce got Best Supporting Actor, and the show also won for Best Writing and Best Directing. So at the end of the night, which show won Best Sitcom? Frasier. Makes sense, right? Now look what happened over in the drama series category. Mandy Patinkin of Chicago Hope wins for Best Actor. Kathy Baker of Picket Fences wins for Best Actress. And Ray Walston, also of Picket Fences, wins Best Supporting Actor. Juliana Margulies of ER wins Best Supporting Actress. And ER also wins for Best Writing and Best Direction. So what wins as Best Drama Series? NYPD Blue. Even though, according to the votes just tabulated, it doesn't have the best of anything. This year, obviously, a lot of Emmy votes were cast against certain shows rather than for them. They weren't about to let ER win too much. But enough about last night. Let's talk about the next 6 days, when 15 new fall series are given sneak previews between tonight and Sunday. Then again, let's not talk about all of them, because there are only a few worth sampling. Tonight's Fox sitcoms, Partners and Ned and Stacy, aren't bad, because they've got good casts, led by John Cryer in Partners and Thomas Hayden Church in Ned and Stacy. On Wednesday, the ABC sitcom The Naked Truth is pretty bad, but it's got Tia Leone, who's very good. At any rate, the week's best new sitcom, also on ABC on Wednesday, is The Drew Carey Show. It's got the best jokes, the best cast, and, in Carey, a comedy star waiting to happen. Here he is returning home to find three of his friends waiting there, just in time for him to unload on them.
Come on, ask me about my day, I dare you.
Alrighty, Drew, how was your day?
You're not sincere enough.
You!
You ask me about my day.
Okay, Drew, how was your day?
So you want to know how my day was, huh? It was lousy. It was like the rubber glove part of a physical exam.
Ooh, that's a bad day.
Oh my God, what happened?
Oh, some crazy woman I interviewed complained to my boss and I got reamed.
You, Mr. Employee of the Month?
Hey, you're damn right I'm Employee of the Month. And you know why? Because I do my job well, and I treat everyone fairly. This woman called me a sexist. You know how many forms you have to fill out when someone calls you a sexist?
8.
Two other shows are worth mentioning this week. One is Friday's Strange Luck on Fox, which is a good companion piece to The X-Files. If you like The X-Files, tuning in an hour early to catch D.B. Sweeney in Strange Luck is a good move. And if you want to catch an early taste of the new primetime soap by Darren Star, the guy who created Beverly Hills 90210 and Melrose Place, tune to CBS Wednesday for Central Park West. It's as guilty a pleasure as Melrose Place, and the first two episodes of Central Park West draw you in quickly. Mariel Hemingway is the nice lady editor recently moved to New York. Ron Liebman is the nasty publisher. And Machen Amick, who played Shelley on Twin Peaks, is the publisher's even nastier stepdaughter and society columnist. It's fun to watch. But the real quality TV premieres this fall arrive next week, when the season starts for real. That's when new shows called Murder One and American Gothic come to town. As they say on TV, see you next week.
David Bianculli is the TV critic for the New York Daily News. One program you're likely to run into in the new season is Caroline in the City. NBC has given it a prized spot in between Seinfeld and ER. The show co-stars Malcolm Getz as a cartoonist's assistant. Now, I don't know how the series is, but I can tell you he sings well. He starred in a recent revival of Stephen Sondheim's Merrily We Roll Along. From the cast recording of the revival, here's Malcolm Getz singing the best-known song from the show, Old Friends.
Here's to us,
who's like us, damn few. Hey, old friend, are you okay? Old friend, what do you say? Old friend, are we or are we unique? Time goes by, everything else keeps changing. You and I, we get continued next week. Most friends fade, or they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made, and in a pinch, sure, they'll do. But us, old friend, what's to discuss? Old friend, here's to us, who's like us, damn few. So, old friend, fill me in slow. Old friend, start from hello. Old friend, I want the when, where, and how. Old friends do tend to become old habit.
Old Friends from the recent revival of Stephen Sondheim's Merrily We Roll Along, starring Malcolm Getz. You can see him on the new series Caroline in the City right after Seinfeld, beginning next week. In the Small World department, Jason Alexander, who plays George on Seinfeld, was featured in the original production of Merrily.